Hi, how are you? This is me at the customer service giving you a call back. How may I assist you?
Yes, I have a recurrent charge. They just told me it was for a smartwatch. And I did purchase the smartwatch in the month of October. And they charged me again in November and December. And so I want that charge reimbursed to me.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy to look into it in one brief moment.
It's for $67.32. They charged me three times now, and I only got one watch.
Alrighty, one moment. And it is loading for me. Still here. And it's loading for me.
I'm sorry.
It's loading for me.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
No problem. Still here. And your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
It's Ronald Hales, Hales. It might be under Thane, Thane Hales. My address is 5472 Spruce Court, Ogden, Utah, 84403.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy. Thank you for that, to assist, and thank you for that. One moment. Alrighty, so review on the profile, it does show that there was a purchase that was made for that Platinum Ultra smartwatch that helps keep track of your steps and your heart rate. Do you recall of making a purchase for that?
Yes, I did that in, I think, October, but then they charged me again in November and December. Just today, they charged me another 67, I think, 23 cents. And I did not order another one. I have it already, so I can accept the one charge, but not the other two. And I just discovered them today.
Alrighty. Yes, sir. So give me one moment to see that part because it's still loading for me. And let's see. Alrighty. So the 6732 was basically the after trial charge after you ordered the smartwatch, where if you do not give us a call to cancel during the 24 to 48-hour time frame of your initial order, then the subscription charge will automatically apply, and it would start emailing you a value of a $125 gift card to order more gadgets off the link that is provided within the email. I do understand you wish not to continue, so they can most definitely go ahead and get this canceled for you to prevent any charges, from coming out of the account. They did go ahead and get that canceled. We are able to do that 35% refund, which will fall back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Now, I didn't get a gift card. I never got that.
Right. It was sent to your email. Yes, sir. But just to be certain, you did receive that smartwatch to help keep track of your steps and your heart rate, correct? for the which was delivered to you on the 24th of September, correct?
I'm not sure. I can't remember how far back, but
okay,
I did get the
household
watch.
You say you did get the watch?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so yes, that's basically what the $67 for the subscription after you didn't cancel for the watch.
I don't want a subscription. All I want is the watch.
Okay, so you did get the watch, but you did not cancel in time for the subscription.
Yeah, what does the subscription do for me?
It will email you a value of a $125 gift card to order more items.
Oh, and they already did that, I guess, huh?
Yes.
Oh, well. Well, cancel that, make that refund, and I'll check my email. What would it come under? What would it be called, the email?
The email, give me one brief moment to check that for you. One moment. The email was for... Okay, so yes, that email will be at tryexperiencegreatproducts.com.
Tryexperiencegreatproducts.com. That's support at tryexperiencegreatproducts.com. That's a long one.
That is correct.
Okay, I'll look that up. All right, thank you. If you'll make that refund and cancel that subscription, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. I do appreciate you for calling customer service, and that will be a 50% refund followed back within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you.
No problem.
Will it be for both of those charges?
Both of what charges?
They charged me twice since I bought the watch.
Okay, yes, it will be for both of those charges.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customer service.
You bet. Bye-bye.